in YouTube land. And today I'm going to be really busy. So I'm not going to have time to do a broadcast today. So I'm just letting you know that when you don't see a broadcast on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, when you do not see that, you will know that I am very busy today. And I'm trying to prepare my house for, you know, getting my family out of there to get into a new place and to purchase some property and all those good things. So, you know, there's going to be some lag time there in broadcast and different things like that just because of my schedule. So I've got to put my family first. And good morning, Jody Hammond. And Pilgrim Lady. And Kelly J. It's with all the women on here. Where's all the guys? Oh, they're probably working right now. But anyway. And Becky. But we got a lot going on right now in our family. And hope you're all doing well out there. But got lots of work to do. And, you know, so, you know, I'm just letting you know that I will not be able to do a broadcast today. But I might do another truck talk tomorrow morning. But I'm going to be working the next few days in my house to get everything prepared for us to get moved out, for me to get everything touched up, and to get moving on with things. So, you pray for us that the Lord would help us to get everything done that needs to get done. I obviously won't get everything done this weekend, but, hi, Joe. You know, but, you know, I will definitely try to do as many truck talks as I can for you and different things like that while I can't do a broadcast. And who knows, maybe early in the morning tomorrow I can do something. I might teach you something. Do a teaching or a devotion in the morning. I might do that. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But let me just say this. I want to talk about a few of these issues that are up and going right now. It is, Jacob. It's time for me to get going here. So so here's the issue that that with open borders, it's very interesting. So you have let's like it. Let's compare the situations. Open borders, that is. Hi, Andrea. How are you doing? Hope you're doing good. I haven't seen you for a while. I haven't been doing anything on YouTube. So I hope you're being able to catch our broadcast when I premiere them again on here on YouTube. It's good to see you on here. Hope your family's doing well. Hope your husband is doing good and your new baby's doing great. Good to see you on here. I miss all of you YouTube folks when I don't get to catch you over on Sermon Audio. I do really miss you guys. I'm used to talking to you all the time. And that's like, boom, I don't talk to you anymore. And that bothers me somewhat. So I'll have to do these truck talks more so I can stay in touch with the YouTube crowd as well. And glad to hear, Andrea, everything is going well with your family. Good to hear. Now, open borders. Let's talk about that. Let's compare open borders to gun control. They want us to practice this gun control. And, you know, with that, they want to practice gun control, and they want to suppress us with gun control. They want to have background checks and IDs, but they want to have open borders where anybody can just roll over the border, and they don't want any IDs for people that vote. So think about that for a second. All right, so they want to pour people over the border with no valid identification at all, but they want taxpayers that pay money all the time in for their taxes and everything like that to have identification for everything that we do, everywhere we go and everything that we do. However, they want to infuse the country with a bunch of people that they have no idea who they are, where they come from, or what their motives are. But they want to make sure you have an ID. Make sure you have a universal background check. Make sure they can give you a psych evaluation. They want to try to do all, but they don't care about the murders, the rapists, the druggies, and everything else that they're pouring into the border right now. So think about that for a second. Think about the fact that they'd never let us get away with any of that. They never let us get away. See how inconsistent it is? On all sides, it's so inconsistently ridiculous. Andrea, if you want to email me at PastorCooley@iCloud.com, I can give you directions and instructions of how to do everything. Just shoot me an email. But and we'll go from there. If any of you can't figure out how to get in touch through Sermon Audio, email me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or PastorCooley@iCloud.com. Okay? Now, so we have this open borders, but we have a closed nation when it comes to liberty and freedom and justice and everything else. That's a good idea, Colts Mom. Maybe I will do a video. I have done videos before, but maybe I'll do an instructional video to walk everybody through how to subscribe on our sermon audio channel. Also subscribe at oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. Subscribe right on the front page, oldpathsbaptistchurch.org. Do that and you'll be able to stay in touch with us, because we are going to do more with that website in the future. Okay? We're going to revamp that website too. Mike C., you pray for us, brother. We're getting ready to sell our house and look for some property somewhere. So pray the Lord provides all that. My parents need my help more, and they're gonna be living with us, and we're gonna take care of them. So anyway, you pray that the Lord would provide for all that, and as He always has, and take care of all those things, and we rejoice with that. Amen. Let's see. So think about all these lawless acts. And by the way, these guns, these shootings that have all of a sudden ramped up, and before there was ever any shootings, Brother Paul showed me like 3 weeks ago, there were no shootings and there were all these mass shooting articles that were going up. It's like predictive programming. They've got their little soldiers out there, right? The predictive programming. And, you know, once they program people to do things out there, you say, that sounds like conspiracy. Whatever. Plug my video and cut me off YouTube. I don't care. You always do it anyway. They got my stuff so shadow banned and suppressed. It's like nobody even listens. It's so crazy. And I know it's not true, but it's unbelievable. Anyway, but back to what we were talking about here. It was all predictive programming. It was all, they were programming people. They're little sleeper soldiers that are out there. People are so messed up. There's a lot of, you see, do you really believe that stuff happens? Absolutely, I believe it happens. Satan has his minions out there. Absolutely. And that's just reality. It's just reality. So anyway, but a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. And, you know, this border mess and putting kids in cages and all kinds of other stupid stuff, when you should just march their rear end straight back over that border where they came from. I mean, it's not that hard to do. Nope, you go back that way. That's the way you came in. You go back that way. So, I mean, because it's ridiculous to believe this isn't all staged. And I know, I'm probably going to get cut off of YouTube again, but it's all staged. All this stuff, the children in cages, the border chaos, all this stuff is all staged. It's all, now listen, when I say that, I'm not saying it's not real. It's real. But it's planned. Chaos. Now, I don't know about all these shootings and are these people really shooting? Yeah, they probably are. Are people really dying? Yeah, they probably are. course they are. I believe that. People die. Do I believe that all of them are? No, it's just like I don't believe everybody's died from COVID. I don't believe everybody's died from COVID, all these people. Why? Well, because the flu disappeared. That's why. COVID provided the most amazing magic trick that David Copperfield couldn't pull off. Remember how David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear? Does anybody remember that? Do you remember how he made the Statue of Liberty disappear? Well, they made the flu disappear. COVID made the flu disappear. I mean, the greatest musician, the greatest magician in the world. It was like Satan's sorcery. Right? It was like Satan's sorcery because the flu disappeared. Nobody dies from the flu. Nobody gets sick anymore from the flu. Nobody. Just gone. Disappeared. So we shut an entire nation down. A world, really. And tried to restructure the world with it. And Trump helped turn America into a socialist society. Because he did it. Anyway, that'll make some people mad. That makes my conservative friends mad, but they don't ever argue with facts. That Trump's the one that signed in all the socialist stuff. Trump's the one that did it first. Anyway. But, so, all of this was planned chaos. All of it was. All of it was. Just like that riot at the Capitol. This will get me cut off again. That riot at the Capitol. Whoa, that riot at the Capitol. You mean a bunch of old fat dudes that went up there with posters, "We love Trump," and then there was like some agent provocateurs in the middle of them that went in and did all that? And those agent provocateurs got other people pumped up, and some of the people that went along with the mob mentality or the crowd mentality jumped in there too and did wrong. Look, Jesuits are absolute masters. They're absolute masters at manipulating people's emotions and to get them to do what they want. You wait till I unveil that teaching this week coming up about their tactics. Which YouTube keeps suppressing all of those videos too. Anyway. But, so. They're masters at what they're doing. And this was a masterful display. I mean, you've got barbed wire fences and National Guard at the Capitol. But you have borders that are completely open that you're just letting people pour in and you're sticking kids in cages there. Give me a break. Who buys that garbage? Who believes that? I don't believe it because I don't believe anything any of them say. Because they speak in duplicity like true Jesuit coadjutors. They speak in absolute duplicity. Everything they say is duplicitous. Everything they say. You cannot trust any of their words or their actions. No oath is sacred to them. No lie is above them. No diabolical plan is out of reach to them. No finance expenditures is too far for them to spend. They have unlimited capital. They have unlimited resources. They have unlimited leverage over people. In high places. They are the representation of spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, they are that shadow government. The only problem is they have physical manifestations that are in our government. And that's just the truth. And that's no stupid QAnon because I didn't believe it anyway. I thought they were all stinking bunch of scams. I wasn't buying any of the garbage. I'm like, this is all a big fake. I didn't believe it. Oh, this something serious is going to happen. Trump's going to be president in March 15th. No, he's not. And that passed and didn't happen. Anyway, so all that's just a bunch of big scamming artist garbage. And by the way, YouTube don't like you to talk about real things. In fact, they accuse me of doing all these other things and take my videos off. And the funniest part about it is, I actually agree with them in the sense that those things are scams. They don't like my version of the story. Because see, my version of the story is very simple. This world is ran by Antichrist. Confusion is the plan. Jesus Christ is the only one that makes things plain and clear. He is Lord. He is Savior. He is God. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He's coming back again with great power and great authority and great glory. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you may be born again by the Spirit of God and have your sins forgiven. Jesus is well able to save your soul. The Bible says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus is Lord. He is God. Turn to him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Have your sins forgiven. Have your sins blotted out. We preach repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn ye, for why will you die in your sins? Amen, Jody. That's exactly what God showed us, is that you can't trust in man. By the way, and by God's grace, this is what I told people the entire 4 years of Trump's presidency. Before he took office, I warned people, this is who this man is. He is the biggest scammer ever. But people aren't done falling for it. It's likely that he'll run again. It's likely that he'll win again. It's very likely. People will just be like, well, he's better than Biden or better than Kamala. Right? It's better than the Kamala. But anyway. Well, I better go. I got to get praying and get home and get some. Actually, I got to go get some stuff done and then get home. I got a lot of work to do. I am a busy man. Pray for me. Pray for my back to hold out through all this. And just pray the Lord would bless us and keep us and help us to be successful in all that we do. You know, pray that the Lord would guide our steps. I appreciate all of you out there. It's good to hear from you. And I hope you're all doing well. Look for something tomorrow morning. I'll do a truck talk. I'll do a something. I don't know what, but we'll do something tomorrow. So, and to keep things going here. But praise the Lord. Keep praying, asking the Lord to guide and direct. God bless you and your family, Becky. And, Hannah's doing good. Baby's doing good. He's getting fat. He's growing, so he's doing good. But anyway, thank you for the prayers. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. And God bless you all. Take care of yourselves, and you will hear from us soon, Lord willing.